This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are getting ready for Sunday's matchup against Cincinnati with at least some question as to the availability of their kicker. Brandon Manis suffered a quad injury in practice on Wednesday, leaving his status for the weekend in question.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes. Try it again. I just shut it down for the day. Didn't want to make it worse.
McManus says he's had this happen at least once before.
It felt very similar to I had a quad 2022. We were going in to play the Ravens when I was with the Broncos, and it happened on Wednesday, and then I just pretty much took the week off and then played on Sunday. So
if he wouldn't be able to kick on Sunday, the Packers would go with Irish-born kicker Mark McNamee. He's currently on the team's practice squad. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers defense is hoping to see their takeaway numbers go up. They have just two interceptions through four games, and that does not sit well with Xavier McKinney.
I kind of voiced that today to the DBs. That's pretty much all we talk about. Everybody just talking about turnovers, whatever. And I take that personally. We're behind in my eye, so we just got to turn it around. But like I said, the process cannot change. We cannot try to, go out here search for plays. We just got to keep doing what we do. The ball will find us.
Packers and Bengals Sunday will have reaction from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.